Yeah, you already know what Red Light Crazy Feb will be, you know? Chilling out with my man DJ Keith right about now on the hottest radio station in Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Burn some herb with me.
Burn some herb with me tonight.
Ooh, baby, can you stay just a little longer?
Just a little longer.
Don't leave me alone.
Just a little longer.
Load a chalice with me.
Burn some herb tonight.
With the taste of fruit wine under the moonlight all night. I got to tell you this today, just can't let you get away. Ain't got no time to play, let your lost danger is delay. Forget about the past, that's yesterday. In your arms is where I wanna be. You look at me, I look away. The night light spread across your face. I look forward to the memories. We both thought it was a phase. Things grew stronger by the day. So on this occasion, would you love to burn some herb with me?
Burn some herb with me tonight.
Ooh, baby, can you stay just a little longer? Don't leave me alone.
Just a little longer.
Share a chalice with me.
Burn some
herb tonight. Met in a no bar. Here we are together, something great has just begun. No need to worry, baby, bring it on. It is good to know that deep inside I felt the same. Cause I always thought you had a thing for Mary Jane. Even though I tried to hide it, I could feel the pain. Me could not live without you, me, I tell you plain. Can I ask you to stay and burn some herb with me?
Burn some herb with me.
Can you stay just a little longer? Don't leave me alone.
Just a little longer.
Load that chalice with me.
Burn some herb tonight.
Oh, that's right. The Reggae Runnin's Radio Show. It's Tuesday nights. I'm a man called Keith, and we are on KX93.5. PCH, my friends. If you're a regular listener of this show, you know me. And if you're not a regular listener of this show, welcome to this iRevive we put out every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. I gotta say, if you just tuning in, we have a great show tonight. In the house, we're gonna start talking to him in a few minutes. We have the owners of our proud sponsor, King Harvest Wellness. We have so much thanks to give them, and we're gonna get into it here in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to go into a brand new world premiere. This is from Ross One, Venice Beach Dub Club. This is never heard before on the radio. Speedway in the mix.
so high, I thought I'd never come down. Yes, it's a freeway, it's a super highway. Burning rubber, burning herb all day, because street lights up on my head just like a halo. Red means stop and yellow slow.
Right.
My mama kept me on the straight and narrow. Just a little white boy in the ghetto. Love and violence.
Sweet new vibes from the Venice Beach Dub Club. And also that man, Ross One, from Sublime, Long Beach Short Bus, all those bands. Big up to my Long Beach crew. And much respect to Seth and the Venice Beach Dub Club for sending that in, you know. Great new track, and that was a world premiere. I'm always happy to play a brand new tune from a local artist. And speaking of local people that have stepped up in the game here and as far as reggae music is concerned, right now we have Bridget and Lee in the house. They are the owners of King Harvest Wellness, and they are the proud sponsors of the Reggae Running Show and also Reggae Sundays over at the Laguna Beach Beer Company. Thank you two, and welcome.
Thanks. What's up, everybody? Thank you for having us, Keith.
So let's get right into it. Let's just talk real quick. Where did you guys grow up? Like, Lee, Bridget, what's your connection with Laguna Beach? Because this is kind of a local town. I know you guys got an inn.
Why don't you start?
Oh, I was born here. I was born down on Thalia Street, Hoke Hospital. Been here my whole life. Grew up more in Tustin. Went to school in Tustin. That's where Lee and I both went to school. But we are Laguna people, born and raised.
I grew up here, again, like her, Thalia Street. I grew up under the little, like, the little ratty thatched palm down there, you know. I think my parents started teaching me surfing when I was about 9, maybe 8, something like that. But was born in NorCal. That brings us a lot of the opportunities that we have, you know, a lot of the wonderful flowers and, you know, the beautiful cannabis and marijuana strains that are so healing for everybody. And so what we kind of have is a beautiful combination of a southern coast, northern coast, kind of a, like, fruition of a lifetime of friendships and connections. And it's just really turned into a wonderful thing to be, you know, a part of it.
And you guys brought it all together with the King Harvest Wellness Company. If you're listening right now and you're at home, kingharvestwellness.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And check that out right now, or at King Harvest Wellness on the Instagram and all the other stuff. If you're driving along, wait till you get home. But they started this awesome company, and I've used the products, and I'm a big fan. I'm not just saying that because you guys are here and in the house. Even before I even knew who you guys were, Kevin, how we hooked up with, he let me try some of your cartridges and stuff. And my first impression was like, wow, you know, they don't like make me sneeze, make me cough, all that kind of stuff. And then we got involved, and I was super happy to meet you guys because you're a solid bunch. And it's like really fun to just do all this music and collaborate with really fun people.
Absolutely. Like-minded people. It's great. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about King Harvest Wellness. When you guys started?
So you know, it's cool that you say that about, you know, appreciating quality and stuff like that. And we started as a result, direct result of my seizure disorder, and I'd broken my back in a couple of car accidents. And like so many people, doctors had practiced medicine on me, and I had a pretty hefty regimen of pain medication, including opiates. And I was certainly part of the South Orange County opiate epidemic.
Yeah.
And as I was having seizures. My seizure threshold was lowering further by all the meds that they were giving me. And this isn't even like fun narcotics at this point. This is just like just falling downstairs and cracking your head open.
Yeah.
And so what ended up happening is I went to a doctor that was a notorious pain management doctor. You know him very well. We'll leave him nameless. But he was up in Santa Ana running his, you know, his clinic, and he took one look at me and my blue skin and my yellow eyes and my liver that wasn't working anymore. And he said, kid, you are going to die and I don't want to be any part of it. So here's a cannabis card and good luck to you. And, you know, at that point, the local hospitals and ERs had sent me home and said, don't bother coming back. Go to the ER, you know. And I had been gone through every which way from Sunday, you know. I had, like, worked my program, tried to get sober, all these different things. But I had physical, legitimate maladies. Like, I had a seizure disorder. And I wasn't going to just sit on my hands
and, it's not just and get better. Away.
Yeah. Or nor was, you know, pharmaceutical options any kind of a good thing for me. And they were all together, like the first thing they were pushed in my face at every turn, my whole upbringing. Everywhere I turned, it was like, oh, you got this, and then this is wrong with you, and you need this pill. And so King Harvest was born out of the rebellion against Big Pharma, out of the rebellion against the guy with the white coat who was my priest, and I looked to him to save my life. When it was really time for me to get some help, he looked at me and he threw me away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inspiring words right there. Already, we do know this is a reggae show. We're all about uplifting moments in life and uplifting stories. And Lee just brought some knowledge right there. Lee and Bridget, if you just joined us, are from King Harvest Wellness, and Lee's sharing with us his experiences with pain trauma. And, you know, there's a lot of people probably just sitting at their home right now, like in pain and stuck in the same mode. I had a back operation once and I was in the same mode Lee was. Mm-hmm. And it's inspiring to hear that other people have like found this, this medicine. And, mm-hmm. And so if you're out there just, you know, and you don't think there's anything else other than what the doctor has to offer, just know that there is. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna jam some more inspirational music, and then we'll come back with Lee and we'll talk a little bit more about the transformation that marijuana had for him, you know, and what it was about. Bridget and Lee from King Harvest Wellness, bringing it in. Culture, Capture Rasta, inspiring reggae music, inspiring people.
In Ganga Woods, say Capture Rasta. Afterward, me check it out in Tumbaka, Africa. Load the ship with human cargo. Come back and start to work up the cane field. Kill out the cassava and potato. And a Woods, say Capture Rasta. And a Woods, say Capture Rasta. The next time I see them, send feed the barber. Say that they come to trim up the rasta. Trim first and then them ask question. But when we take a stack of Armageddon, them a boss. Say them capture rasta.
Who are they?
And start to boss. Say them capture rasta.
Another,
and a boss, say they capture Rasta. Them a boss,
that's not our unity. Among the children in our community, them are poor. Jamaica, because I and I will come to conquer. Then Jaffos, then Jaffa Rasta. In Jaffa
and culture music. This one, Protege, Agent Sasko, hanging out with the King Harvest Wellness Massive. We got Bridget and Lee in the house. One more brand new reggae track right here for you. Straight to your dome, Laguna Beach. This is KX93.5. I'm a man called Keith. This is the Reggae Runnins Radio Show presented by King Harvest. This right here, Protege. Brand new reggae music straight to your head.
Can't get peace at all. Soul a fly away like a Peter Paul. See, it's all clear and evident. Caused by the decadence. CIA intelligence. Now Netflix have the evidence. And man a shoot pastor in a church. Man a shoot father in picnic school. Some different man a set the rules. Hey, man's a fuck. No one sing about them thing, ya. Yeah. When man can't even manage, put them garbage in a bin, ya. Food box out a car window. I clog up the drain. Then when the flooding start, the government them get the blame. My brothers, it is a shame. More time we feel embarrassed, hey, to be part of this generation, causing all these havoc. Man, I want that. A man wouldn't even care about him offspring. Bamba clap, stop singing.
I'm missing out another word. We're not going no further. But that they are born in the earth, yeah. The youths, them have no parents, so you find that they have lost their way. I'm missing out another word. We're not going no further. Your baby mother, you go murder. Revelation tell we, so I guess this is the end of day.
Hey, my virgin protege, there's so much more to say. Yeah. Hold the place around, I know we have to open pray. Cause when them come with them, I'm just lost. The youths are said they want to be. The bread of all them start, I go to spot the youths are play. I'm not on the basic.
Assassin, a.k.a. Agent Sasko, bringing you the knowledge right here. Reggae music is all about the knowledge, and we got the knowledge on the CBD, the cannabis, with kingharvest.org in the mix right now. Stay tuned. Lee and Bridget are coming back for some more stories in 1 minute. Reggae Runnins crew.
Pull out the weakest link. Them fall like Jenga. Line up at your cable box like a bird box challenger. Cause how can you not see that while you feed the demarine? If you don't know there's a battle, then you've already surrendered.
Not another word, we're not going no further. But that they are born in the earth, yeah. The youths, them have no parents, so you find that they have lost their way. Until we so, I guess this is the end of the day.
We don't learn, but we're learning enough tonight about kingharvest.org in the mix. Coming back to you right now, live and direct in the KX93.5 studio above PCH. I see you in the trolley right there. When you get home, start jamming our stuff. I see you on Instagram. If you know where to find me, you're already in the mix. If you don't know, check it out at Reggae Runnins LB, at King Harvest Wellness. All friends and family, what's up? Lee and Bridget back in the mix.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey.
We're all on the trolley together.
We are on the trolley together.
Trolley. So check this out. Let me call this for what it is, you know? Here we are in this beautiful town. I'm looking out the window here. I love it. South Laguna's just absolutely, like, got a piece of my heart forever. And I'm looking out at a crowded street in a beautiful town full of people. everybody's doing their thing, everybody's up to what they want to be doing, and everybody should be left alone to do what they want and need to do. And let's talk about what people really are up to. And, you know, we're all out there, everybody's dealing with something they don't want to be dealing with. There's, you know, we all know there's too many people in the world, too much aggravation, and we're all self-medicating. And I'm self-medicating. And I think I have the right to self-medicate. And so do you. And if you self-medicate, then you should have the right to self-medicate with quality, organic, lab-tested medicines, where an organization will take care of you and be completely accountable to you from seed to patient. Like restaurants in this beautiful town do farm to table. Mm-hmm. That's what KingHarvest.org endeavors to do. We simply take the beautiful flowers from Northern California. We bring them down here under our license. We make the gorgeous medicines that you know and you have grown to trust. And we make them, we laboratory test them, so there's no argument as to the purity, the potency, and, you know, the effect. Mm-hmm. And then we make them available to people based on what's wrong with them and what they are trying to achieve. So if you have cancer, like, we're your people to get rid of it. If you're, if you have anxiety, we're your people. Or if you're trying to party, like, frankly, we're your people too, mm-hmm. right? Because I look out here and I see a whole bunch of people and everybody's up to something and mostly it's good. And we all want to go home at the end of the day and take a load off. And frankly, you know, government regulation and laws and all that kind of stuff. Like, we're finally moving towards something that's really good for all of us. And the side effect is positive. So let's go to kingharvest.org. Let's medicate together.
Absolutely. And we're blessed to live in a place that has allowed us to move forward thanks to the people that live in this state that we live in. And the progression that they've brought to the public and helped influence other states and
Absolutely.
Then everybody getting together. So it's a good time to be like a ganja enthusiast, like I can tell
is,
my friends,
absolutely.
Like cannabis enthusiast.
The best. Oh,
yeah.
Finally, it's
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Like to keep it respectful here at the regular show. So yeah, all my ganja enthusiasts out there, you know, you're in the right place.
Yay.
And all the people that know me around town know that I'm a big advocate for the product and for what it does for people. Lee said his story, you know, I had a back operation and my doctor was shoveling me full of Vicodin. And I actually I lived in Texas at the time and I used to kind of trade them for weed, basically. This is back in the day, you know,
Unreal.
I was kind of bootlegging it. So I used to trade a guy because he like, you know, he liked that. So I get that on the side. I mean, I was stunned at how much Vicodin this guy was giving me, but that's my story. We want to talk about Lee and Bridget. So Lee, you got into the, you transformed from opiates into the cannabis culture. And then what prompted you to start
It should be noted that my seizures stopped from the point of first ingestion, and I've never had another seizure, nor have I ever taken another pharmaceutical.
Yep. Boom.
It's been eight plus years.
Right. Boom. Gunshot on that one.
So what, you know, what caused King Harvest? Getting well. Mm-hmm. Why did it, you know, turn into this big, huge, massive thing? Joy, health, positive side effects.
Well, people saw him get well, and then they started asking questions and wanted to know, how did you get well?
And my, you know, just not to butt in, but the first time I saw it affecting seizures was basically in the news, mm-hmm. and it was mostly about children and how they were moving to Colorado. So this is, if you know, it's not just on Lee's word here.
And you bring up an interesting point.
You can go out and Google this right now, or actually go to a library and do some research or something. But you can find out this information. It's absolutely, there's a lot of research behind it, and it's a proven thing. So, you know, it's not just Lee's word.
There's, and thank you for that, Keith. There's, you know, it's real important that medical, you know, marijuana oils, cannabis oils are laboratory tested by third parties to guarantee that you're not taking, you know, whoever you're getting them from, you don't need to take their word for it. You know, a lot of the misinformation, and one of the really important things to address here is that there's a lot of miscommunication, and the subject of cannabis oil and healing is really rather complicated. It doesn't need to be, but, you know, it's further complicated by the belief that CBD is good for everything. Mm-hmm. And then you see hemp oil and, you know, moving through, and we've all heard of Charlotte's Web now, and we've seen Weed the People and this stuff. And here's the thing. If you isolate a chemical, it's just a chemical. And the reason why CBD from hemp is legal federally is because it doesn't work. And the reason why people are allowed to buy it is because it doesn't work and it's good for the economy. So, you know,
it's no threat to Big Pharma. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, it's actually, we're starting to see that Big Pharma started this hemp wave to go right up against the cannabis oil wave or the marijuana oil, right? So marijuana oil wave is being discredited by the hemp rush, right? And so all these people are buying these cheap little like potions and snake oil bottles and it's not working, you know, and their tumor's not going away or their seizures are still there or their dog's still sick and that kind of stuff. And really, like, you have to be looking at this like THC oil medicines and like
combination, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even a larger point is that there's a lot to this and we want to educate you and explain it to you. And if there's something wrong, you know, the reason why essential oils, just like cannabis oils, work for anything is because, frankly, we all have a lot of inflammation. And so if you have a disorder, like if you have a kid that's got a spectrum disorder and he had a vaccination and now he's got inflammation in his head and he's autistic, or if you have inflammation from your autoimmune disorder or your tumor, or, you know, for me, like liver inflammation, liver toxicity and all that kind of stuff. Inflammation is the root of all disease and illness. And if you start to detox the liver and the body and you use marijuana-based CBD oils, you're going to start to move past whatever's wrong with you. And we invite you to call us. We would love to explain that to you.
Yeah, you know what? If you're out there and you want to call in right now, you can call in at 949-715-5936. I've never actually called out a live, hey, give us a call right now. But if you're actually out there and you want to give us a call, usually I just ignore the phone. But if you want to talk in right now, if you actually really interested in this and need to have some just, you know, anonymous knowledge, you don't have to tell us your name or whatever, you can give us a call right now.
Absolutely.
KX93.5. And right now, living a sweet life here at kingharvest.org. Check it out. Hearing knowledge from Lee, from Bridget. And we're also going to hear some sweet, sweet reggae music from Coco T out of Clarendon, Jamaica. Sweet life.
Some place where the wind blow and the sea come rushing ashore. Montego Bay, down here in my bay. Girl, you look so fine.
So fine.
Like you're stepping on chalk line.
We can mountain climb.
Woman, you look so fine. Your mind. Now the only way to get rid of stress is to lie down on the beach and rest. Oh, I need your mind. Living the sweet life.
Living a sweet life in Laguna Beach on KX93.5. This is my favorite singer, Coco T, right here. You know him. You know my man. We're on PCH in Laguna right here, right above the tattoo studio. If you want to get some ink. I can see them over there right now. They're like, they're waiting. I think they do walk-ins, I'm pretty sure. Right across from Mozambique, all the locals, all my friends. I see you driving by. I see you on Instagram. Check it out. This is the Reggae Runnings crew. We're doing it every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. If you're just driving through, stop over at the saloon. Grab yourself a popo. Keep it real, man. This is Laguna Beach.
Let's meet some special place, some special time of day.
In Montego Bay, down there in my bay.
Some place where the wind blow and the sea comes rushing ashore.
Feel the breeze blowing on your head every day in Heisler Park, every day in Main Beach, every day down in Agate, all my Oak Street crew, all my Thalia posse. What's up? We're chilling right now at kingharvest.org. Local medicine providers of all types. The medicine that I like, the medicine that you like. Lee, Bridget, I just want to say thank you. You guys have stepped up and they've sponsored the Reggae Sundays at our good friends, Laguna Beach Beer Company. And also Lee's a musician himself, and he had a show there the other night. If you don't know, Laguna Beach Beer Company in the canyon right by the Sawdust.
So
anybody
fun.
Driving through, stop there right now.
So
stop
fun.
It.
Absolutely.
So good.
Wonderful little spot. Yeah. Good, really good people.
Yeah, good people.
Right next to the Sawdust Festival. And, like, you know, even more than a Laguna Beach boy, I'm a Laguna Canyon boy.
Yeah.
And what I did with my grandparents and, you know, family down here mostly is, like, learn bluegrass, play bluegrass. And I, you know, grew up kind of all over the place and have been in traveling bands my whole life, like, hence the seizures. But hard living. But, you know, like, now we run an outfit called the Friendly Viking, and it is, like, kick-ass country rock and bluegrass, and it's, like, NorCal, good time, like, that high lonesome, kind of, like, a little bit of a darker take on things, you know what I mean? Like, an edgy kind of a bluegrass,
yeah.
Like, if, you know, like...
No honky-tonk, it's more...
Yeah, like, if Shooter Jennings was in a bluegrass band or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not Texas honky-tonk for sure, but it's high lonesome, and it's bluegrass, and it's going to be done at the brewery once a month, where we do music and medicine together, and we want to invite everyone down there to come on down and hang out, check it out, you know, spend some time with us. We're happy to talk and, you know, make friends and just do everything we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so far we've had Spliff Vision down there, DJ.
Right.
We have the Originators coming up. I think they're coming up next.
Yeah, July 28th, I think.
Yeah, so then this next week's the Originators, presented by King Harvest. org at the Laguna Beach Beer Company, and Bridget and Lee, I'm sure, will be there, or Kevin or somebody. And they so friendly, man. At the Split Vision, I was DJing and we're giving out products, and I'm walking around giving people stuff, and just the whole vibe.
Even Take though note, he was giving out products.
Even the yeah, absolutely. We, we give out
samples.
Let's just stick to this because I don't know how we're giving away CBD samples.
Yes.
We can put that in quotation marks, and we're giving away. Hats, shirts, all sorts of cool stuff. And actually, the little buttons you guys gave me.
Yeah, the
little,
fins. Aren't they rad?
Oh, my gosh. I got to walk around and give them to all the pretty ladies and all the stuff. And they're all so thankful. And then actually, even the little kids is what made me really happy, because this is a family-friendly event, you guys.
Absolutely.
This is not... We're not blowing this stuff up in people's faces.
No.
It's like a, hey, come on down and enjoy this. And if you're interested in this, come and talk to us. If you're not, we'll give you a free badge that... You know, it looks really pretty for your kids. I was giving them out to all the kids, and they're super cute.
It's a collectible hat pins.
Collectible
cool.
hat.
Nice
oh, so nice. So it's a family-friendly event, and if you're interested in talking to Bridget and Lee or one of the representatives, they'll be there. And I can't say enough about the people that I've met through this radio show and now that I'm connecting with. We're doing it every Sunday this summer, you know, straight through August and everything. We have the Originators coming up. Venice Beach Dub Club is going to be there. I know they have Cali Conscious. I'm actually booking some other people too coming through. So we're going to have some acoustic. Actually, this young lady from LA hit me up. She's a Hawaiian, does like more like Hawaiian reggae style.
Oh, yeah.
She does acoustic. So she's going to come down. I was talking to Dora Lee, that's her name. So I don't know if she's listening right now, but Dora Lee was hitting me up, and I think we're going to get her down. And I just want to make it about everybody, family, and it's not just about one person coming through, and it's just, you know, spreading the love of what you guys have to offer and what the Laguna Beach Beer Company has.
Speaking of family friendly, I counted 10 kids under the age of like 8 years old and
dancing,
under 4 feet tall, like dancing in the front row.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Kids love bluegrass. Yeah.
Kids love music.
Kids love smiling, happy people and good people and good food. And
I always try to claim that one too. Kids love reggae. Well, yeah, they love moving to a beat.
Kids love what dad loves. Dad loves reggae.
Absolutely. No, that's I don't have any kids, but I'm talking about just the kids I see. But hey, I got a special dedication right now coming up. This one is a special dedication to the sponsors, King Harvest, Bridget and Lee. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
They're coming back.
God bless
Don't
you,
go anywhere.
Beach.
Don't go anywhere. Peter Tosh, this one for the kingharvest.org, massive.
Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah. And I will advertise. Some call it the weed.
Planters, all my cutters, tire Felix weed in a bush, my man Jacob Miller, Bad Boys of Reggae.
Come out in the open. the breeze can blow it so far away, to the north, to the south, to the east and to the west. To the west. We want to come out in the open with the breeze skin blowing so far away, to the north, to the south, to the east and to the west. Too much you lease, too much you'll jar. Security guard and hall.
Dub Up Your Conscience, Israel Vibration in the mix. Bridget and Lee, kingharvest.org in the house. Live and direct on Laguna Beach on KX93.5 on the Reggae Running Show. Brought to you by kingharvest.org. So excited to just say that every time. So Bridget, Lee's taking kind of the stage. You know, it's not class. I'm not going to not talk to you if you don't raise your hand over there. So let's talk about your involvement. Like, what did the medicine do for you, kind of thing? And what's your position here at King? What do you do for the company?
I kind of, what would you call me?
All things operations.
Operations. I kind of handle all the problems, fix all the day-to-day problems. I came to plant medicine for my dog, actually. I had a Rottweiler that had osteosarcoma. And I had heard, Lee and I have known each other since we were about 12 or 13 years old. So I had heard that my old friend Lee was doing something with plant medicine. And it was just starting. And so I reached out to him and he helped me with my dog. And he really helped me with my dog. And so we kind of started from there. And since then, I also have a teenager that was vax injured. So he uses CBD and it's been really helpful in clearing up his head.
Wow.
And, yeah. So that is more of my passion, pharmaceuticals and vaccinations. So.
Very cool. Through the course of that, we were able to develop a system where you have like 30 days on, 30 days off, where you're taking heavy metal toxicity and inflammation and the inflammatory processes out of the body, specifically applied to autism and spectrum disorders. And we're in process of developing a, you know, an autism detox of sorts that obviously there's no guarantees, but you know, it's having some really meaningful effects, you know, in our life personally and also in the lives of other people. And it's just, you know, one of the aspects of disease process like inflammation that most people don't really understand, that it's all tied together.
Yeah.
Interesting. Absolutely. Stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you also helped each other out with a lifelong relationship.
Absolutely.
Huh? That's
absolutely
pretty cool. That's a pretty cool story too, just in itself.
Friends for most of our life, and then, you know, fell in love along the way.
Yes. Amazing. We did. Yeah, we actually recently, we just got engaged.
Yeah.
So. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. You heard
Thank
it here
you.
First on the Reggae Running Show. King Harvest Wellness.
That's
family's
right.
Getting a little bit tighter. That's super cool.
It is.
Just so if they want to get information, where do they go?
So check us out at kingharvest.org. You can also look up the King Harvest Wellness channel on YouTube to look for. There's about 100 different instructional videos where Bridget and I break down the application of cannabis oil per diagnosis and answer questions based on, you know, patients' needs. But King Harvest Wellness, kingharvest.org. Our main line is 877-469-4584. Again, the kingharvest.org main line is 877-469-4584. Please come and visit us there anytime. We're happy to take all the time you need. We do no cost consultations and do a full comprehensive intake, the likes of which would make anybody's Western doctors jealous. So give us a call.
Unreal. You guys, thank you so much for
thanks
coming
for
by right
us,
now.
Please.
KingHarvest.org, the family's here. We're going to send it off with a full dub plate mix. These are all the dubs that I'm getting from Jamaica right now. If you don't know what a dub is, check it out. Go Google this one. I'm not going to tell you.
I know what a dub is now.
Thanks, guys.
Make me flash camera. Reggae running sound, say you still tell a war. Instagram, make me be your follower.